It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, January 21st, 2021. Today we'll delve once more into the wonderful world of word and phrase origins by stepping into the limelight, as it were, and considering a few choice examples from the world of entertainment. Appropriately enough, we'll begin with in the limelight, meaning to be at the center of attention and derived from the world of the theater. The chemical compound calcium oxide is commonly known as lime, and when it is heated, it produces an intense white light, as Thomas Drummond happily discovered in 1821. Drummond was a Scottish army engineer who used heated lime as an aid in map making, because the bright light was visible for quite a distance. Later, the technique was adopted by theaters to illuminate the stage, and was first used at Covent Garden in London in 1837. Actors who were at the center of the stage drew the most notice from the audience and were also placed where the light was most intense. As a result, the saying now applies to anyone who is the focus of attention. Sometimes some actors feel that they don't get enough of the limelight, and they draw far more attention to themselves than either their part or their talent deserves. Such frustrated performers are said to ham it up. There are a number of theories to account for the origin of the expression, one being that in the trendy minstrel shows of the 1800s, there was a popular song called The Ham Fat Man, about a poorly paid and inept actor who had to use ham fat to remove his makeup after the show. From this, any bad acting became known as hamming it up. An alternative notion has it that the expression came from 19th century performer Hamish or Ham McCullough, who led a traveling troupe of bungling actors around America who were notorious for giving very poor performances. Moving into the 20th century now and stepping out of the legitimate theater, we consider the phrase blonde bombshell, meaning a glamorous woman with blonde hair who is invariably a film actress. The expression originated in Hollywood in the 1930s. Jean Harlow was a highly popular platinum blonde film actress and sex symbol at the time, and in 1933 she had the lead in a film called Bombshell, and the publicity for the movie touted her as lovely, luscious, erotic Jean Harlow, the blonde bombshell of filmdom. The term was later applied to Marlene Dietrich, Brigitte Bardot, Jane Mansfield, and, of course, Marilyn Monroe. In recent years, others have stepped up to claim the title, and Dolly Parton is surely among them. Dolly has this to say, "I am not offended by dumb blonde jokes, because I know that I'm not dumb, and I also know that I'm not blonde." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 21st. 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.